Worldview of World-Renowned Thinkers. Man is the product of causes which had no prevision of the end they were achieving, that his origin, his growth, his hopes and fears, his loves and his beliefs are but the outcome of accidental collocations of atoms. British philosopher Bertrand Russell. Man is the result of a purposeless and natural process that did not have him in mind. He was not planned. He is a state of matter, a form of life, a sort of animal, and a species of the order primates, akin nearly or remotely to all of life and indeed to all that is material. George Gaylord Simpson. Man can will nothing unless he has first understood that he must count on no one but himself, that he is alone, abandoned on earth in the midst of his infinite responsibilities, without help, with no other aim than the one he sets himself, with no other destiny than the one he forges for himself on this earth. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre. Man must at last wake up out of his millenary dream and discover his total solitude, his fundamental isolation. He must realize that, like a gypsy, he lives on the boundary of an alien world, a world that is deaf to his music and as indifferent to his hopes as it is to his sufferings and his crimes. Molecular biologist Jacques Monod. Man will go down into the pit, and all his thoughts will perish. His, man, very essence is an accident, and his story, a brief and transitory episode in the life of one of the meanest of the planets. British statesman and philosopher Lord Balfour. There is, at bottom, no design, no purpose, no evil, no good. Nothing but blind, pitiless indifference. We are machines for propagating DNA. It is every living object's sole reason for being. Oxford evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins.